President Bush completes a five-country tour through Africa in Nigeria. The president has highlighted the positive relationships the United States has had with each country in promoting democracy, economic development, trade, and the fight against HIV and AIDS. President Bush has singled out Nigeria for its progress towards democracy. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
President Bush will be arriving in Abuja, Nigeria's capital, a city that's a little over a decade old and still under construction. Many in Nigeria would have wished for him to land in Lagos or visit the interior. Senator Idris Ibrahim Kuta from the state of Niger East says President Bush would have then had a better idea of the hardships faced by most Nigerians.
George Bush will come. He will arrive at the airport with the fanfare. He's not going to be allowed to see the real condition of the ordinary Nigerian man, the type of life he's living. And we think we achieved something. We should allow him to see the reality. Maybe having seen the reality, he will now be able to appreciate the predicament and offer us the assistance that we require.
And on the list for President Bush are his concerns that Nigeria ends up importing more than it exports, in part because Western countries like the United States subsidize its farmers and manufacturers, making it nearly impossible for Nigeria to compete, and worries that Nigeria will be saddled with the cost of peacekeeping missions in Sierra Leone and Liberia, the brunt of which he says Nigeria has already borne. And he's not keen on taking in Liberia's President Charles Taylor. Senator Kuta offers a cautionary tale about state visits. They remind him of the time the state governor came to his village after he had complained repeatedly about the bad roads.
Fortunately enough, there was very heavy downpour on the eve of the governor's departure. When I followed the governor in the entourage, he was a Navy officer wearing all immaculately white with white shoes and so on. We went halfway through, his car got stuck in the mud. There was no way the car could be pushed, or for the governor to be retrieved from the car, he must come out. He came out of the car, his white shoes went into the mud, all his white regalia was covered with mud. So I said, Mr. Governor, this is what the people have been suffering for the past, for so many years.
Even here in Abuja, President Bush may not be able to avoid the sight of long lines at the gasoline pumps that snake for miles, a hardship that Ibrahim Didi Dora blames on the Nigerian government.
Look at how people are queuing for fuel now. And still, there is no availability of fuel in the filling station. You go all in Abuja, yeah, there is no fuel. You spend about 4 to 6 hours without getting fuel.
President Bush arrives just after a two-week strike ended. It was provoked by President Olusegun Obasanjo's doubling of the price of fuel. In the ensuing riots, a number of people were killed and banks, offices, schools, and hospitals were forced to close. The price hike simply compounded tensions that erupted in recent elections that opposition leaders charged were rigged by President Obasanjo's People's Democratic Party. For Willie Mama, a human rights lawyer who was working to improve democracy here in Nigeria, the party's victory was far too reminiscent of the many military takeovers in Nigeria's past. People, he says, are afraid.
And they feel that this fuel price hike is just a tip of the iceberg of what maybe the government is planning, how to make things more difficult. And what has emerged from the election is that Nigeria is going towards a one-party state, because the PDP swept the votes in such an amazing manner. In fact, people call it Operation Shock and Awe.
Mama says he's hoping that President Bush will encourage President Obasanjo to keep people at the center of Nigeria's agenda, though many here don't see U.S. actions in Iraq as the best example. In spite of such reservations, most Nigerians also say they are proud to welcome President Bush. As much as anything, his visit means they are no longer seen as a pariah nation in the eyes of the world. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Abuja, Nigeria.